Blog Talk Radio.
Day I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile. And shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take some calls here in just a second. Let me give you a call number, 516-418-5997. Again, that call number is 516-418-5997. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. Starting with 111, you're on air. Hello.
Sure, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes, Michael. Thank you very much. How much longer for me to try to recover my pet, the dark pet that the white man has?
I don't know. I'm not picking up anything. Do you have a little dog?
Yes. So it's brown.
Brown. What is his name?
Peter.
Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Peter Pan. Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up on him a little bit. I don't know. Might just keep your eye on him. I think he might be a little sick, but, you know, nothing to worry about. He's not going anywhere. But I was picking up on him pretty quick.
But am I going to recover him?
Excuse me?
Am I going to recover him? Am I going to have my doggy back? I'm trying to get my doggy back. I don't know if that thing is going to bring him to me.
Yeah, they are.
How long more, please?
A couple of weeks.
Okay, so is that thing bringing him to me?
Yeah, somebody's bringing it to you. Yeah.
Oh, I know he misses me, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you see him trying to do any more things with bad things? Because, you know, he took me to court because I ignore him and he screamed, this is what you get for ignoring me. The last text I got said that he was going to take me to court. Is that true?
No. That's not a true statement. One thing I want to tell you is I really feel like by the time you get out of this month into next month, you're not going to have all this chaos and stuff going on. I really feel like it's going to clear up and, you know, everything's going to calm down.
Yeah, because the good news is the law enforcement, it's already coming in, right? You said to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it the city police or the federal or the state?
State.
Holy crap. Okay, one more thing, please. Do you see him try to, one more question. Do you see him try to contact me, like, in a peaceful way later on?
Yes, I do feel that. It's going to be until next month. So.
Okay, Michael.
Okay.
I'm happy you told me about my doggy because I'm sick, and I hope he's coming back to me. I really miss him.
Yeah, he is. You just take care of yourself, and everything's gonna work out for you. So go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right. You're welcome. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Well. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, my switchboard is having issues. Let's go ahead. Whoa. 562, you're on everything. Hello.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi.
Hi. I had a question. Do you have any messages from spirit for me?
I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear much better, yes. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Do you have any messages from spirit for me?
Not really. I'm not picking up anything right now. So I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. Because if I'm not picking up something, then it will be. But, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and throw some stuff at you because I'm picking up some stuff. I just want to say to you, have you been having trouble in your stomach?
No.
Okay. Do you know somebody that passed due to, like, cancer or something like that?
Yeah, a few people.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that's what I'm picking up on that right now. But they're with you and watching over you, so that's a good thing. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Do you see me getting my SSI benefits?
Yes. I should have it in a month or so.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it should be the end of July, I think, for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead and do 978.
Hi. First time caller. I have two questions. One is I'm suffering from depression, and I do know why. I have lymphedema. My legs swell, and I had back surgery, and it left my balance off, and I had to sell my car. So I'm stuck in my apartment. Do you see my medical problems with my swelling of the legs and balance improving and getting a car?
Okay. I'm seeing you get a different car. You need to take care of yourself. When I'm tapping into you, I'm picking up like this light cloud around you. That could be the depression that you were talking about earlier, hanging over you, you know. And I can understand
but
that
this
because
is
I
why.
Suffer. Yeah, because I suffer from depression as well. So we just have to trust spirit that, you know, every day I take it one day at a time, and that's all we can do. So, but yeah, I see things getting better for you too, you know. Do you need to change your... Are you on medication?
Yeah, but I want to know...
okay.
I don't think it works anymore. But I did want to know if you saw the mobility of my legs improving so I can drive again. I had to sell my car because of it.
Yeah, I feel like you'll be driving again later this year and early into the next year.
Okay,
you get behind
question.
A car again. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't.
Okay. I got in touch with someone that I knew from, and I'm 62, or will be. I got in touch with someone. I looked him up on the internet, and I knew him from grade school. And I remember seeing him in high school. He lives in Colorado now, and he's married. He returned my call, and I didn't know him well at all, but I always had this crush on him. He called me Sunday. Can I ask why he called and if his marriage is going okay? Why would he call me back, I guess?
Yeah. I feel like he just wants to reach out to you right now. I don't see anything romantic or anything like that. At this point, it doesn't mean that it's not there. I'm just not seeing it. But, yeah, and the reason why he's like reaching out for something. I feel like his marriage is okay, so I'm not sure what's going on with him. But, you know, I do feel like he wants to reach out and connect with you again. So.
Will I hear from him again?
Should be, next week.
Really? All right.
Be about Saturday.
Okay. I didn't think that would happen, but because I'm Massachusetts, he's in Colorado, and I haven't seen him since I was a kid. But I thank you so much for the reading. Can you keep me on so I can listen?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Still listen, yeah. All right,
okay.
I appreciate you being the first caller and stuff like that. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go with 480. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I was wondering if you see me get a dog soon.
A dog?
I was wondering if you see me getting a job soon.
I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
I was wondering if you see me finding a job soon.
Oh, a job?
Yes.
Yeah, couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks? You think I'll be still able? I ain't gonna be able to make my rent. You think they'll be able to work with me with my rent?
Yes.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get kicked out at the end of the month.
No. Okay. You're not going anywhere. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they'll just probably give me a late charge or something. Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For calling.
Have a good day. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Uh huh.
Okay, let's go with 484. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
My name is Tonette, calling from Philadelphia, PA. I heard from Desiree on Sunday, and she was just sent me a brief message saying that she will see me when it's safe and this and that. I need to know, I sent her a picture of the house keys. I told her she could come here anytime, day or night, whatever, because she's in a situation that's not healthy where she's living.
Yeah, correct.
She hasn't responded to the house key message or anything.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, when do you see her messaging me or actually coming here to live?
I see middle of the month. You should hear from her again.
I should hear from her in the middle of July?
Yes.
Okay. And what about her moving in here?
Looks like by the end of July.
Okay. Okay.
She's not in a very good situation right now, so.
No. And I think where she's living, they found out that she was talking to me, and that's why she's been distant. Is that what you're picking up, or?
No, I'm not picking up on that.
Okay. Do you know why she's been distant then?
Yeah, she's just under a lot of pressure and depression at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's having a hard time making decisions. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And then what about my 19-year-old daughter? She's been seeing a fellow, and he's not the greatest influence on her, and his name begins with the letter K. Are they gonna break up? Is he gonna go his separate way, or what's gonna go on here? Because it's destroying the family life here with this guy, and you know how he's manipulating my daughter.
That's gonna take care of itself. They're not gonna be together for much longer. I give it about 3 weeks.
Because I know she's been playing around with this guy on and off for a year, and he's cheated on her 6 different times, left her, then he comes back, and you know, my daughter lives at home here with me, and every time this happens, it's a 4-ring circus in my house because she's crying, she's upset, she's angry, she's mad, and then she catches him talking to other girls, and then she's mad again, and then she takes it out on me, and it just got to stop.
Right. Yeah, I see it stopping. Like I said, I'd give this relationship whatever it is. You know, I don't see it as a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's just them getting together and stuff like that. But it's going to all clear out. He's going to go his own way, and you won't need to worry about him anymore.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because he's just,
yeah.
It's not a good situation for my daughter.
No, he's abusive, and no, that's not good.
No, and he's asking her for money, and...
Yeah, no.
And,
just continues
you know, her whole
to...
Her whole personality changes. Whenever he's in her life, she's not like my daughter. So that's all I can explain. She
right.
stays out till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, out in the streets, walking the streets. It's and there's
yeah.
nothing I can do. She's 19. What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can ask her to leave the house.
Well, you know, she has nowhere to go, I guess. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
praying to God that, you know, he redirects my daughter or he redirects this guy because this isn't healthy. You know, if it was a
right.
healthy relationship, whatever, but this isn't normal.
No. But, all right.
Well, thank you, and I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know how things are going.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right. You have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, let me give you a website address before we take any more calls. It's www.insightswithmichael.net is the website address where you can set up full readings with me. Let's go ahead and take 330. You're on air with me? Okay. You're not on air with me because the switchboard won't work.
So. Hello? Hello?
Hi, you're on. Okay.
Hi.
I was waiting for my switchboard was just spinning around, and I was like, okay, I can't answer this call yet. How can I help you?
Okay. Some people at work got a union settlement, and I was
okay.
left out of it. Do you see me getting some money?
Yes, I do. It looks like by the end of the week.
That's good. And what about
yeah.
this guy I've been texting with? Is he going to be more than a friend?
I see your friendship with him, but I don't see anything else besides that. I mean, that's what I'm saying now. It doesn't mean that there won't be marriage or anything like that. It just means I don't see it right now. So,
do you see
okay.
another guy that I'm going to marry?
It looks like it's going to be the guy that you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, continue on your path. So, all
Thank
right.
you.
I appreciate you so much. Thanks for calling in. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We're running out of time, so let's see if we can squeeze these calls in. 562, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is Yvonne. Do you see me on the right path in life? Am I doing all the right things?
I actually do. You're doing great, actually. You're not seeing that. But spirit-wise, you're really doing a good job. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And you're really intuitive yourself. I mean, you just have to tap into spirit. But, yeah, I mean, normally I tell people you need to fix this or whatever. But you're doing really good. There's no reason for you to step off path. So.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. 832, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I want to know if you see me and the other girl, her name is Scarlett, having a child together.
Yes, I do. It's down the line, of course. But, yeah, I definitely do see you with a baby.
Do you know how long before that happens?
I'm not picking up on that right now. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling and have a good night.
You too.
Bye. All right. We have 4 minutes left. In those 4 minutes, I want to say thanks to everybody that called in tonight. It's a great. And just realize the Spirit is blessing us. And you guys bless me every time I talk to you. And I hope I do the same thing for you. So we're going to go ahead and close out. And I will talk to you. We'll be on air tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So, all right. See you guys then. Have a good day.